Oh, it offends me to the soul to hear a robustious, periwig-painted fellow tear a passion to tatters, to very rags, to split the ears of the groundlings, who for the most part are capable of nothing but inexplicable dumb shows and noise.
Well, Henny, you better hang on to your bear bodkin, because you're going to hate this. It's John Malden, your host of the Inexplicable Dumb Show, starting now.
Hi, and welcome to episode 324 of the Inexplicable Dumb Show. I'm John Malden, and this week I'm joined by co-creator and former co-host T. Quillen as we discuss what he's doing up in Missouri this summer with Western Playhouse, and we'll talk a little Miss and a little Saigon and a little SETC and a little all things Missouri Western, I suppose. But we're going to get into that discussion just after these brief messages. Would you like to be a pal of the Inexplicable Dumb Show? Why don't you head on over to www.inexplicabledumbshow.com and look for the Hosting Donations Accepted button. Press that and make a donation and help the Dumb Show cover its web hosting fees. Your donation is greatly appreciated. Thank you for your support.
Bad credit? No credit? High-interest credit cards? Don't work from home. Working from home is for suckers. Go out there with headshot in hand. Audition. Book gigs. It'll be time well spent. At least you'll be paying the rent.
Here's how.
Well, IDSers, I'm joined by co-creator and former co-host T. Quillen of the Inexplicable Dumb Show. Hey, T, how are you?
What's up, man?
Well, you, apparently. I understand I'm sorry I missed you at SETC.
But you weren't there.
But I wasn't there. but I was doing it. I was acting. I was a paying gig. So
yeah, I heard about that.
So,
well, how was that, John? I'm going to take over your interview. How was that?
Well, we're still going, and it's it's been well received, and it's a shame you can't see it because Brian is just knocking it out. Brian Webb Russell, who's our State of the Union guy, is playing Salieri and is just knocking it out of the park.
Nice.
It's really fun to watch that every night, and the rest of the cast and the crews, everything. It's exciting. Get to wear a wig. I look a little like Ben Franklin, but you know that's.
I saw the pictures, and that's the first thing I thought of too. Yeah. It was kind of like Ben Franklin in drag, which was a little weird.
A little modern twist on 1776, I guess.
Sure. I actually got to talk to Brian Webb Russell a couple of weeks ago. And this is a great segue, by the way, for the production that we're doing out here for Western Playhouse for the summer. I've got equity contracts available again this summer. And so I contacted him cause I needed a stage manager, an equity stage manager. And I saw him, he was talking about, the Horse Cave Theater in Kentucky closing down, and that was a place that he'd worked quite a bit, and they've officially closed their doors for good, which is a shame. Mm-hmm. And so I posted a thing for him. I said, hey, you know, I've got a contract for you this summer if you want to be my stage manager. And I was sort of half joking. And all of a sudden,
don't do that around Brian.
I know you don't. Yeah. So he calls me up or he sends me a private Facebook message that says, what's this gig you're talking about? I may be interested in it. And I went, you know what? I would love to work with Brian Webb Russell, and he would be a fantastic stage manager. And yeah, let's do this. So I called him. And it turns out that Brian couldn't do it just because of other contract commitments and all that other kind of stuff. But I had a great chat with him about the show and about you and about just the whole process. And we talked about you a lot.
Well, as one would. I mean,
yeah. I mean, you know, your legs. He spent a lot of time talking.
Well, they finally got tights that fit, and you know, they do show off my calf quite well.
Well, good. Good. But actually, interesting thing. The very next person that I called about the stage management gig was Mark Cabus, mm-hmm. and so Mark is actually going to come out and be our equity stage manager for the summer,
nice.
Which is going to be a ton of fun. I'm just really looking forward to an opportunity to work with Mark again. I didn't have an equity acting contract to offer him, but when I called him and asked him if he wanted to be the stage manager, he looked up his schedule and everything for the summer and gave me a call back and said, you know what? Yeah, this will work with my schedule. And he said, I would love an opportunity to, to stage manage again and have an opportunity to work with you and all that. So he's gonna come out and be my stage manager. And
well, I guess we should introduce the idea of what show you're doing at this
yes.
point.
Yes. Okay. So yeah, because that's no small feat either. So last summer we did three productions. You know, we did You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown. We did Barefoot in the Park, and we did I Love You, You're Perfect, Now Change. Three relatively small cast shows, not really in rep, but in sort of a sequence, if you will, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Sequence. But
sequence. Yeah, in a sequence. But in a as a sort of a repertory summer, you know, we had kind of a company for the summer, and they came in, and several of the same actors were in the same shows and so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. This summer, we're taking a completely different take on it. We're doing one big show.
It's a really big show.
It's really, really big. Yeah, we're doing Miss Saigon.
Wow.
Yeah, so we're going from three small shows to the biggest show ever of all time.
I don't know the stats, but you can tell me what's the cast size, and then 30.
Yeah.
And then
crew probably going to be somewhere in the neighborhood of 10, 15 ish. And so, you know, and of course some of our chorus will wind up doing some crew positions in terms of, you know, set movements and those kinds of things. Mm-hmm. As needed, you know, as we get into text and stuff like that too. But the first question that everybody always asks is, oh, cool, you're doing Miss Saigon. Are you landing the helicopter? That's it's not cool. That's a beautiful show. I love the music. It's, are you going to land the helicopter? That's always the first question. You know, like, oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
And the answer to the question is, yeah, we're going to try. We're going to try. We're working on a couple of different options with regards to how that's going to happen with the technical director. He's come up with several different options for me in terms of the look of it and the technical way that it could possibly happen. And I've, you know, I've got the way that I've in my head of the way that I want it to look and so on and so forth. And which is, I want it to look like a real helicopter on stage. That's just the bottom line, you know. But
well, they've got to be Hueys laying around Missouri somewhere, right?
Just somewhere, you know. But yeah, we're gonna try it. We've I've seen a couple of things online where one particular designer who I think he designed one of the national tours of it, did it with kind of a digital projection type of thing. That was really effective, and so that becomes an attractive option to me as well. But I really want the idea of having an actual physical helicopter, you know, in the space and doing that. So that's what we're shooting for first. Mm-hmm. But we were at SETC this past weekend. I saw 780 fantastic, amazing actors and actresses, and we called back, I don't know, it felt like half of them. bless their hearts, a lot of them were troopers and hung around outside of our hotel room until 2 o'clock in the morning, waiting to do our interviews with us. And we pushed through and got through the interviews with them. And we have come up with just an absolutely fantastic cast of principals thus far. I have not done any of the casting on the chorus yet. I've still got those phone calls to make, but as I speak to you right now, I have cast all but one of my principal roles in the show and got verbal commitments on all of them. Two equity actors, and the cast is coming from literally all over the country. I've got my Chris is coming from South Carolina. He's an actor from Elon University. Kim is coming from she's originally from Bloomington, Indiana, but I can't recall where she goes to school off the top of my head. I'm actually looking at the list here. Ellen is an equity actress that is from Sarasota, Florida. The actor playing John is also from Orlando. The actor playing Twee is coming from Morgantown, West Virginia. The engineer is a local Kansas City actor, but he's an equity actor. We saw him Monday night at the auditions that we had in Kansas City. So we did auditions in Louisville at SETC for three nights, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Flew back on Sunday, had a little bit of time to recuperate somewhat, and then we drove down to Kansas City Monday night, had our Kansas City auditions, and then came back up to St. Joseph, and then last night had our St. Joseph auditions. So all told, over the last like 7 days, we have seen probably close to 1,000 people auditions. And wow. You know what? Surprisingly, not a lot of them did the same monologues. That was actually the thing that surprised me a lot. Mm. I'd hear a lot of the same repeated monologues.
Right.
And quite a bit of diverse song choices too. I mean, there was some repetition, of course, but not to the point where it was like, oh God, this monologue again, really?
You know what I mean? Mr. Cold Nail, I've tried to be neighborly.
You know, I really didn't get that a lot. I mean, it was nice because I figured it was going to be a lot of that, but it didn't. It really wasn't. It was so, good.
So, question here: why? Why Miss Saigon? Why? Why? Who proposed that? And who okayed sure. that?
Sure. Yeah. Well, there are several answers to that question. Not least of which is the president of the university. It's his all time favorite show. And when we were in discussions for what we were going to do this summer, that definitely played a part into it. Cause he was part of those discussions. I mean, you know, it's the company is obviously housed on campus. And so he's an active part of those discussions when it comes time to choosing shows. Other shows that were up for contention too, for choice this summer were, 1776, Big River. We knew
I've
we were
got
gonna,
the wig for 1776.
You do, and I should have called you for it. But
stick me in Miss Saigon. They can have a wandering Ben Franklin.
Sure, why not? You know, yeah. There's the opening number where I've got to have of Showgirls. So you know, you could play one of those.
One in the same.
The same. Ben Franklin, Showgirl, in Saigon, same thing.
Are they French Showgirls? It'll be the same thing if they're French Showgirls.
They're not. They're Vietnamese. So not yeah, it's only slightly different, but
although the French was a French colony, so there you go,
and not too awful long before what we're talking about here either too. So anyway, that's the primary factor. When he proposed it, and I went and listened to it, because I was not really that familiar with the show before he proposed it, and he was very excited about it and very energetic in it and with it, and I immediately went away and you know got the CD and started listening to it, and well, one doesn't get the CDs anymore, one goes to iTunes and one downloads the songs, but same thing, us old folks still refer to them as CDs.
Did you get the 8-track?
I got the 8-track and started, you know, I got the wax cylinder of Miss Saigon and started listening to it. And the music is just beautiful. I mean, it's, you know, it's obviously it's the same folks that did Les Mis. And, you know, I mean, it's just, and in my opinion, it's actually a stronger show than Les Mis. I mean, the story is with Les Mis, it's just like, dear God, do they have any ray of light, any ray of hope at all? And the answer is no with Les Mis, you know.
Well, that's going to be a popular show around here. There's like 4 companies in Nashville doing a version of Les Mis in the next season.
Yes, and there's actually a company, the community theater company here in town is doing it next fall. That's their first show next fall too. So it's an incredibly popular show all over the place as well. But with Miss Saigon though, there are moments of somewhat levity in it that have a cynical tone to it, you know. But the character, the engineer, brings he's got those kind of show tune type of pieces that he sings, and then it brings it up a little bit, just a hair, mm-hmm. you know, at least so that you're not just like, oh God, again, really, you know? But yeah, I just think that, I mean, the story is just absolutely gorgeous, and the way that it's written, and now as I dig further into it and start doing the research on it, the further I dig into it, the more I realize that the parallels between what's actually going on with the story and politically what was going on with the region at the time and how all of that ties together. And the way that the first act parallels the second act of the story and how it all leads together and the changes and the journeys that the characters make, all of them. It's just a really solid story all the way through, and the music is gorgeous, and you get to land a helicopter on stage. So, you know, what
we
can
hope,
go wrong,
right? We hope.
What can go wrong?
So is it I know you've been to SETC and you've been to Kansas City, your own professional auditions. Are the college students from Missouri Western, or that, are they?
Yes.
How they,
They have auditioned. They auditioned last night. We had a handful of them audition last night. Because it's our spring break, one of the things that I did to allow for them to still be able to audition and also to be able to open the audition up to anyone in the country, to be, well, anyone in the world, I guess, technically, because it's the internet, is I put on our audition page that we were accepting auditions via video. So if somebody wanted to just email me a video link of their monologue and song, they could, and I would watch it and you know, consider them for casting. And I've actually had several people send me video links to their auditions for me to watch and consider them for casting, which is a really neat way to do an audition, actually, to mix in the a live audition, you know, literally a cattle call type audition situation with a smaller, more intimate type of audition like I'm used to with like the Kansas City audition and the auditions that we did here in St. Joe, with a completely different style of audition where I've got somebody sending me a video of themselves and a headshot and a resume. And of course, all of the videos are completely different styles and completely different. You know, some people will just send me a video clip of a song and then a separate video clip of a monologue. Some of them actually treat it as one solid piece where they'll come in, they'll step into the frame, they'll introduce themselves, they'll do their 90 seconds or whatever it is, minute, you know, 2 minutes of monologue and song together and treat it as though it was an audition package, and then they'll turn off the camera and then, you know, so on and so forth. So it's interesting to see how people put the videos together as well. But it's working pretty well. So yeah, I've had all sorts of people and all sorts of people take advantage of those opportunities. There are going to be, I can't say a whole lot because I haven't put together everything just yet, but yes, there are a lot of opportunities for our Missouri Western students, as there are for the students that we auditioned there at SETC. This is the first year that we're able to offer EMC points, which nice. Is fantastic. It turns out that I think we were one of two companies at SETC that was offering us EMC points, which made us an incredibly popular company. Mm-hmm. I really do think that's what led to a lot of those kids hanging around our hotel room till 2 o'clock in the morning, is they really wanted to make sure that they got in to see us because of those points. And I don't blame them. I mean, you know, I remember being on that side of that and scrambling and trying to get to those points where, however you could. And a lot of our students have, and a lot of these people that we've cast have not earned points at all, you know, mm-hmm. So a lot of them these are going to be the first points that they've earned, which is also a great thing too, is in that they're getting their start here, which is a fantastic, fantastic feeling that it's literally the beginning of a lot of things for a lot of people, you know?
Mm-hmm. So what was it like sitting on the other side of the table at SETC?
Oh man, totally different. Totally different. The one thing that I learned is a lot of the bigger companies have it figured out because they have staff of people to do this in shifts. Mm-hmm. You know? And so what I would notice is that as we were sitting there in day three, some of the people who were sitting at the table for this one particular company were not the same people who were there like a couple of hours before.
Right.
And they were not the same people who were there yesterday. So, but they were all auditioning for the same company, mm-hmm. You know? And so they all, I guess, you know, I guess the way that, I mean, they've all got different ways to approach that, but I guess, you know, these have a casting strategy. These are the things that we need to look for. Everyone needs to be on the same page. Let's go in and look for these things. And there you go. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was a grueling experience. Not from the standpoint of just the fact that we were watching, you know, not from the standpoint of the auditions were bad, because most of the auditions were just stellar. I mean, the one thing that kept coming up over and over again was that the thing that I kept telling my music director was, we literally could have cast the show twice just from the people that we saw at SETC. And that's a great feeling. I mean, that's a great feeling. And it just speaks to the level of talent that we saw there. So being able to see that level of talent keep coming through, it makes it go by fast. You know, they were coming by every 90 seconds, and the groups of 40 were going by really, really quickly. And so the time was just flying by. But it's, you know, but, you know, you start to get saddle sore and, you know, you start, you know, you start looking forward to the stretch breaks and, you know, the hour lunch break that you get. But you're in there from 9:30 in the morning till 5:30 at night, literally just going every 90 seconds with a 1 hour lunch break. And then you get basically a 1 hour dinner break too, while they're doing their dance callback. And then you get, you know, you get, you start your callbacks.
Right.
And it's, I mean, it's,
yeah, I did the food play in a fall SATC, which wasn't as, I don't think there was
right
800, but it's the same sort of.
Sure.
We had a game. I sat in the room and they did their callbacks, so I was the guy that saw everybody, which was kind of fun. But
it is, it's neat. I mean, it's a neat experience, you know. But to sit in that room, to sit in that, I guess you call it a banquet hall, is where we were. With all those tables and to see all those people just keep coming in and filing in. Interesting thing, one of the people that I saw this weekend was Alex McNamara from MTSU.
Uh-huh.
And she came up and she did just an absolutely fantastic audition. And so I called her back. And as part of the interview process and everything, she was just phenomenal and had an outstanding resume and had an outstanding tech portfolio as well. And we made her an offer for an actor tech position, and she actually just this morning accepted it. And so she's going to be on nice. Board with us this summer as an actor tech. She's going to be the chorus, and she's going to be assistant to the scenic charge. She's going to be scenic painting for us as well. So she's going to be out here with us this summer. So MTSU student's going to be out here with us.
Yay! Good deal.
It's gonna be good.
So when give me the dates again. When is all this land?
The show dates are July. We open on July the 4th. So we open on Independence Day, which is a little bit ironic if you think about the show. And we close on July the 13th. Rumor has it, and I think this is official. I may be wrong about this, but the rumor has it that one of the local businesses in town is going to sponsor a fireworks display for us for the opening night. So as soon as the show's over with, as the audience comes out of the theater, we're going to have a fireworks display outside of the theater.
Nice.
So that'll be a fun thing to do as well. So we're trying to make it as much of an event as possible, not just the going to the theater, but making it an event as well. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, July the 4th through the 13th are the run dates. It runs for 2 weekends, total of 6 performances. WesternPlayhouse.com is the website. Tickets have not gone on sale yet. It'll probably be about another month or so before those tickets go on sale. And the phone number for the box office is 816-271-4452.
So anyone that wants any information prior to tickets going on sale can call that box office number and they can get somebody.
Best to get the information off the website until we get closer into the summer with regards to that. The more information is going to be on the website than availability via the box office, that number.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much, man.
Thank you for the time.
No worries.
When guests can't appear in the studio, they are interviewed over Skype. Skype is a great piece of software that turns your computer into a phone. Talk computer to computer or to any phone or cell phone in the world through the Skype Out program. Interested? Download Skype via inexplicabledumbshow.com. Just look for the Download Skype button. Go ahead. Join in the fun.
All right, so I'd like to thank T. Quillen again for stopping by and chatting up Western Playhouse and their overwhelming maybe at this point, production of Miss Saigon. And congratulations to those cast and the crew and everybody involved. Sounds like a very fun project for the summer up there in St. Joe, Missouri. Ticket information, everything he mentioned, will be on the show notes page for this particular episode, which can be found at www.inexplicabledumbshow.com. If you want to be part of the Dumb Show, please do so by calling 615-866-1282 or put your thoughts in an email, podcast at inexplicabledumbshow.com, or follow the show on Twitter, InexplicableDS. InexplicableDS is the show's Twitter handle. So find out all the comings and goings on here at the Dumb Show via our Twitter feed. And next week again, who knows, maybe we'll get a little Red Mountain Theater Company involved, hopefully. And we'll keep trucking along. So until next week, hey, I'll see you. Bye.
That's a detergent.
Are you a music lover? Then let Magnatune dazzle you with how different we are from the rest of the music industry. Interesting independent artists in diverse genres. Perfect quality wave files in addition to MP3s and many other formats. Instant album downloads or traditional CDs by mail with free shipping. All this and half of every sale goes directly to the artist. So visit us now at magnatune.com. That's M-A-G-N-A-T-U-N-E. Magnatune. We are not evil.
This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No E's. That's Blueberry, BLUBRRY.com. Blueberry.com.
Pop Alternative Media.